Halloween is the jumping-off point for our geoquiz today. The place we're looking for is in Europe. Need more? Okay. But in at least one village, you're going to find witches, warlocks, ghosts, and goblins, and some very excited children. This country has not one, not two, but three official languages. Even so, a lot of people think of it as a country of two fiercely competing languages and two groups of people who, even centuries on, still can't get along. Still guessing? Well, we'll tell you the answer and how one American has been searching for a place to celebrate Halloween this year in just about a minute. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Halloween is Sunday. Most any kid in America knows that. And increasingly, kids in other countries know the holiday, too. But in some places, there is resistance for some reason to having children go out in the dark in scary costumes and collect gobs and gobs of candy. Well, that's the case in Belgium, which is the answer to our geoquiz, by the way. Belgium is also where the world's Clark Boyd is right now. And what's a man got to do in Belgium to arrange for his little girl to go trick-or-treating?
Well, it's a fairly detailed process, actually. We had to do some serious research and some serious digging. Essentially, our first point of contact was, of course, our daughter's school and say, is the school doing anything for Halloween? Are you allowing kids to come to school dressed up? And we received a very curt email back from the headmaster saying, well, you Americans find Halloween to be, you know, fairly normal. Here in Belgium, the Belgians find it to be macabre and unpleasant.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of what I was tempted to say to the headmaster as well.
By the way, when you say headmaster, how old is your daughter?
Oh, my daughter's 4 and a half.
Oh, so this is an age-appropriate holiday.
Yes, for her. I mean, that's all she's been talking about. For the last 2 months, all I've heard is, Daddy, I can't wait to be a butterfly fairy princess ballet dancer sort of thing.
All right, so she's old enough to know about Halloween, clearly, and look forward to it. But she's feeling a little bit lonely. So how did you, Clark, help her out?
Once we heard that the school wasn't really going to be doing anything for Halloween, I started digging around because what I noticed when I looked around was that what the headmaster of the school told me wasn't squaring with what I was seeing on the streets. I mean, the storefronts are filled with Halloween displays. There is, you know, Halloween candy in the grocery stores. There were bars and cafes that were offering Halloween happy hours. So we started digging around a little bit, and we actually found a community outside of Brussels, out in the Flemish region of the country, which said that they were going to do an American-style Halloween. So we signed up, and last night we took her out there.
So what was that like? Did it look like an American Halloween?
You know, it looked like a little suburb. There was a golf course nearby. It could have been any suburban community in the United States. The decorations were fantastic. There were people who were scaring the kids as they came up to the door. All the kids were really into it. Their costumes were fantastic. And I have to say that the only big difference was that when you opened the door, you didn't know whether you were going to be speaking Dutch, French, or English.
And how about the Halloween treats?
The Halloween treats. Yes, my daughter has become quite a connoisseur now of the European candy varieties. There were a lot of gummy bear sorts of things. Haribo is very popular, the little gummy bears. She got a lot of like chewy fruit sorts of things. And of course, the requisite chocolate. So she was quite happy.
Absolutely. And what makes your dad happy in Halloween candy terms?
Well, not that I would ever, ever, ever take any Halloween candy from my child, but I'm quite partial to the European variety of Kit Kat bars.
If you reach into that little sack, no one's going to tell, Clark. The world's Clark Boyd in Brussels. Happy Halloween.
Thank you, Lisa. Same to you.
And you can watch Clark's quest to celebrate Halloween with his daughter in Belgium in an audio slideshow at theworld.org.